because this guitar has a lot to say, trust me.
Ciao, sono Giulia Lovati, una liutaia di Pavia, in Italia.
One of the top 5 double tap guitars that I have tried in the recent years. Hi guys, Julian here. Welcome to an extremely interesting weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. Why extremely interesting? Because to be honest, if I had to play a classical guitar concert, there are several guitars in this week's weekly guitar meeting that I would love to pick and play the concert on it. And let's get straight away into it. The first guitar of this week is made by the Italian guitar luthier Andrea Tacchi. And let me tell you something. This guitar is from 1994, and this is one of the prototypes of the Cochlea model, a bracing pattern or bracing system that Andrea Tacchi has invented. And I have also an Andrea Tacchi guitar. It's actually very new, and my guitar sounds so similar to this guitar, which is from 1994. Of course, there are some little differences in the sound, but the character and the qualities in the sound are nearly the same, and this is stunning. This guitar comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. It has also a slightly elevated fingerboard, which makes the guitar very easy and comfortable to play. Let's see how it sounds. Only by playing this a few chords, you can hear already how many amazing qualities this guitar has. First of all, it's very clear in the sound. The tones are very well separated. It has a traditional sound, but at the same time, you have the modern elements, such as the loudness, the fast response, and the long sustain. And you can hear every single quality that I mentioned just by playing these chords. Beautiful. Thank you. I would love to talk so much about this guitar, but I prefer to play on it and you write in the comments what you are hearing, because there is something undescribable in the sound of this guitar. It's a character that you hear only in the Andrea Tacchi guitars. Also, the dynamic range on this guitar is very wide. Just listen carefully when I'm going to play the last piece on this guitar, how well the guitar or the dynamic responds when I play very piano, but also when I play very loud. It's like the tone has a lot of headroom and it doesn't reach the limit. Let's see. And this is how an Andrea Tacchi guitar sounds, even from 1994. Let's move to the next guitar. And the next guitar is made by a very talented and young classical guitar luthier from Italy. And she is also a student of Enrico Bottelli, one of the most appreciated Italian guitar luthiers. And it's made by Giulia Lovatti. I have made a very short interview with Giulia where she speaks about her guitar. Let's watch it together and then I will go straight away to the playing part, because this guitar has a lot to say, trust me.
Ciao, sono Giulia Lovatti, una liutaia di Pavia in Italia. E questo è il mio modello Torres, ispirato ad Antonio De Torres, sia nel suono che nelle decorazioni. È una chitarra molto tradizionale, ha un'incatenatura a 7 raggi con 2 raggi di chiusura e senza sottoponte. I legni sono abete italiano per la tavola e palissandro indiano per fondo e fasce. Anche i decori sono ispirati a Torres, soprattutto la rosetta, dove ho preso le mie decorazioni preferite del maestro e le ho messe insieme per creare questa nuova rosetta, dove si può notare soprattutto la cedrella che splende. Stessa cosa nelle fasce nel fondo, dove ho usato sempre la cedrella come decorazioni. A livello di suono è molto dolce e ha un suono profondo, proprio come Torres, e è il suono che sto appunto ricercando nel mio percorso come liutaio. Thank you.
This is a Taurus model, and Taurus guitars sound, I don't know if I can use the word loud, but very projective. The tones are going forward so much. That's why you have the feeling that the guitar is very loud. And this guitar is sound-wise actually very close to a Taurus guitar. It has a lot of power, but it's not only power. The tones are still very clean and well separated. But let's play more on it. The tone separation on this guitar is really interesting because I'm hearing some nuances and some frequencies that I usually don't hear on other guitars. I have the feeling it's coming from the first and the second string. Amazing. Lovely guitar, wow. And also the air body frequency of this guitar is very deep. I think it's E or D sharp maybe. It's very deep. And this is also very typical for a Taurus guitar. And also I love the rosette. It's a lot of beautiful work, but this is what I usually expect from an Italian guitar. Luthier. They are very tasteful and they are doing a very great job in terms of build quality of the instruments. Well, I'm very curious what you say about the sound of this guitar made by Giulia Lovati, brand new from 2025, the Taurus model. And let's move to the next guitar. With this guitar, I don't know where to begin. This is a double top guitar that is, for my taste, one of the top five double top guitars sound wise that I have tried in the recent years. And it's because, first of all, this guitar has all the double top guitar qualities like fast response, a lot of resonances, overtones and loud sound, but also it has a very sweet and bright tone in the trebles that it's very enjoyable and pleasant to the ears. And this guitar is made by Said Aboutalebian, who is based in Valencia, who is also originally from Iran. I have tried three Said Aboutalebian guitars and I was impressed by every one of those guitars. And this is brand new from 2025 and it has the number 62. It comes with a spruce top and very beautiful and high quality Indian rosewood back and sides. It has also a slightly elevated fingerboard, and one very important point to mention is that this guitar has a balsa double top bracing. So the core of the double top is balsa and not Nomex, which actually requires a lot of work to make this balsa double top guitars. Enough talking, let's see how this guitar sounds. I told you. Let's talk about the sound before I continue to play other pieces on this guitar. It's such an inviting guitar to play on. The first string has something of a, a fleta guitar actually. Fleta or field. It has a very bell-like sound. And a very long sustain, and it's... actually don't hear it from a double top guitar, but this guitar is able to produce that sound and it's resonating very well, at least from my side. When I'm playing this guitar, I feel that the whole guitar is vibrating. Thank you. I'm very curious about your thoughts on the sound of this Saeed Abu Talibian guitar, a double top guitar with an extremely natural sound and very well tone separation. And of course, all those double top qualities such as fast response, a lot of overtones, and easy going sound. So you don't have to work a lot to get a full sound out of this guitar. Well, let's move to the next instrument. And if you were thinking the guitars of this week, it cannot get better than this, you are totally wrong. Because the next guitar is made by the legendary Spanish guitar maker José Luis Romaníos. And this guitar is from 2003. So it's actually one of the more recent guitars made by José Luis Romaníos. And this guitar is extremely beautiful. First of all, it has some stunning decorations and it has the number 810. It comes with a very beautiful spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. But look at this. Wow. I mean, José Luis Romaníos is not or was not building exactly the same guitars. He was sometimes adding some little decorations to the different part of the guitars, but this is one of the heavily decorated guitars of him. It's one of the most beautiful Romaníos guitars that I have ever seen. Maybe the most beautiful that I personally had in my hands. I would say, let's play a few tones on this guitar. The guitar will speak for itself. What a beautiful tone. If you are stressed, if you are sad, if you are angry, this guitar will bring you down. It has such a comfortable or pleasant sound and feeling. I cannot describe it. It's wonderful. The balance of this guitar, it cannot get better that much, I would say. It's incredible. And this is also one of the main qualities of a José Luis Romaninos guitar. The very well-balanced sound, the colors that you can create, and that intimate tone. Body frequency of this guitar is very deep. It's between E and F, I would say. Wow, it's like a bass guitar. But at the same time, you have the brightness in the trebles. I could sit and talk the whole day about the sound of this guitar, but I don't have the time. It was a José Luis Romaninos guitar from 2003. And I think both the sound and the aesthetics of the guitar speak for itself. And it also comes with the Rogers tuning machines, which are probably the best ones and the most elegant. And let's move to the next guitar of this week. And the next guitar is made by a very appreciated classical guitar maker from Germany, Kurt Klaus Vogt. He's building very nice traditional guitars, and this beautiful one is from 2008, and it's a Taurus model, and it comes with a spruce top, beautiful purflings, and very nice Brazilian rosewood back and sides. It's also a very lightweight guitar. Let's see how this guitar sounds. Understand the Taurus idea. It has a very fast response and very forward going sound. You can feel it straight away as soon as you play the first chord. The tones are coming out very fast. It's a very powerful guitar. And great separation in the tone, great clarity. also noticed that the intensity and the loudness of all the tones are nearly the same, which makes the guitar very trustable, and it gives you a very comfortable feeling. There are not some notes or positions that the tone is suddenly more quiet, you know, and the intensity is everywhere the same. So it was a Kurt Klaus Vogt guitar, a Taurus model from 2008, and actually it's stunning that every guitar is like a different person, and they are not the same, they are different, and every guitar has its own beauty, and that's what makes this instrument so unique and special. Well, we have still two guitars left. And the next guitar is coming from Spain, from Granada, and it's made by the Spanish guitar luthier José Luis Peido. And this guitar is from 1975. It comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And the scale of this guitar is 66 centimeters. So I'm very curious if I will notice the difference between 66 and the 65 or 64, or maybe I don't notice anything, and let's see how it sounds. Wow. Very fast response, very powerful sound and forward going, and great sustain. It's like an amplified electric guitar. Thank you. This guitar has, of course, a very Spanish sound, very bright, punchy sound, forward going, and it's from 1975, so a very well aged guitar made by José López Beído. And let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is made by the German guitar luthier Richard Jakob Weisgerber. And this guitar is from 1931 and it's a Damen model. Damen in German means ladies. So it's a ladies model. But it doesn't mean that men are not allowed to play this guitar. This guitar comes with a spruce top and bird's eye maple back and sides. Richard Jakob Weisgerber was building a lot of guitars with beautiful maple. Also, the reason why this guitar is called Damen model, so ladies model, is I think because of the scale length of this guitar. It has a 62 centimeter scale. So the last guitar had a 66 and this has 62. I try to adapt to these guitars as much as possible and let's see if it works. Well, let's talk a little bit about the sound before I play the last piece on this guitar. It has a very well-balanced sound. Every tone has the same loudness and intensity. And it has also a relatively deep air body frequency. The basses are very deep. And I think the most obvious thing about the sound of this guitar is that it has a super clean sound, very well separated also. It's like every tone has its own highway, but at the same time you have something nasal in the overall sound of this guitar, which is actually very typical for the Richard Jakob Weisgerber guitars. Actually, for me, it's still very comfortable to play on this 62 centimeter scale neck profile. It's very interesting how fast we human beings adapt to different scale length, because the last guitar had a 66 and it was also no problem to play comfortable on that guitar, and it's also the case with this one. Richard Jakob Weisgerber from 1931. Well, it was for me personally a super enjoyable weekly guitar meeting. Very different guitars, and every guitar had its own quality and character. I'm also very curious about your thoughts. As usual, let me know which guitar did you like the most. And if you enjoyed the video, please don't forget to leave a like, give a thumbs up, and subscribe also to our channel if you didn't do that already. Have a nice weekend and see you next week.